Hello, I hope this podcast finds you all doing well. This is Jane with URNF, and it's another one of those, I'm going to use my podcast as a time of journaling and reflecting and saying out loud what's in my head. So I am just trying to stay in a place of gratefulness. I am trying to keep my feet planted in a place of gratefulness. Now, sometimes that's easy, but when you're in the middle of the fire, gratefulness is probably the first thing to go. Who is grateful for pain? Who is grateful for hurt? Who is grateful for struggle? You know, who's grateful for heartache? It's tough. It's just dadgum tough. You know, I know God's word. I know his truth. I know his faithfulness. I know his goodness. Not just by reading it, but by seeing it, feeling it, remembering it. I know it. But sometimes I forget it. And sometimes I get to a place sometimes where I'm so consumed with the pain and the heartache and the struggle that I don't even wanna see it. I want to stay in that moment of grief, in that moment of pain, in that moment of being pissed off. I mean, in that moment, I'm sorry. And then I find myself sometimes where I want to get out of that place and I can't. That's where I was just 3-4 minutes ago. I was trying to figure out what I needed to do next. I was asking God, you know, okay, where do I need to go? Do I need to go finish this load of laundry? Do I need to go read? Do I need to cook dinner? I mean, what will it take for me to step out of this hamster wheel of emotions that I'm in now and get my feet back on solid ground, where my heart can get back into a place of gratefulness? I mean, I know I'll get there, but I want it right now. I want it this moment. And so as I'm doing this and talking to him out loud in my laundry room, I literally have the washer open, and he says, go talk it out with me. Go talk it out. Go put your thoughts out into the world. Even if you don't even know what you're going to say, sit and let's talk it out. And so that's where I'm at with you guys. I'm talking it out on my podcast. Raw, ugly. I don't even have the answers. Don't have I don't have a Bible in front of me. I don't have anything but my intimacy with my Father. Sitting and being still and knowing that he's with me, and knowing that I don't have to have all the answers, and knowing that all of my emotions, all of my feelings have purpose, knowing that they don't have to control me, knowing that I can come back to a place of gratefulness even if I'm not there right now, that I can fix my eyes back on the one, my first love, that I could just sit here and rest my head in his lap and not do anything. The laundry doesn't need to be done. Dinner doesn't need to be done. I don't have to go read more. He just wanted me to sit and let him hold me and love me and speak to me as I speak out loud to you. I'm telling you, I'm right in the middle of this. None of this is even scripted or thought of. This is straight. You're listening to the Holy Spirit work through me with each word that I say out loud. I wish you could see into my head. Well, I really don't wish you could see into my head because it might scare you. But to see the softness and the overwhelming peace and joy and calmness that is taking over me in this very moment. As I turn my eyes back to him, as I focus on him, as I am intentional in my thoughts as I'm trying to speak, and how he's just filling my heart and my mind and my soul with his presence. And not the presence of the anxiety that was hitting me not 7 minutes ago. But his presence, his goodness. You know, I get into moments like this. Have you ever had moments where, you know, just the presence of the Lord is so thick you can't even breathe? I say that a lot in my Jesus Fit classes. And you just don't want it to end. You don't want it to ever go away. And that's where we mess up. That's where I was 10 minutes ago. I thought it was gone. I thought I needed to go do something to make it come back. And he's speaking to me right now saying, I never left you. You just needed to be still. You know, God's speaking to me and he's like, you wanted to see me. You wanted to be with me. Well, here I am. I'm right here. I'm never leaving you, never forsaking you. Earlier in the day, he stressed Romans 8:28 to me. And if you've listened to me any, you know that's my life verse. And I can't make this stuff up. I have pictures of this, so if you need the actual proof of it, I can send it to you. But I was on my phone this morning, and I was going through Instagram, and there was a story on there, and it was Romans 8:28, and she was talking about it. And in it, she talked about God wastes nothing. I'm getting chill bumps just thinking about it. And so then I closed it and opened in my wallpaper, the times on it. And y'all know what time it was? 8:28. And let me tell you, it's 8:56 right now in my time and just recording. And when I started it, it was 8:28. Talking about this. People call that coincidence and all that kind of stuff. I don't. It's just God. He's so good. But back to 8:28. God doesn't waste anything. He doesn't waste any tear, any pain, any hurt, any struggle, any doubt, any fear. He doesn't waste it at all. So we can live in a place of gratefulness and joy and endless God, even in the middle of it. There was a book that I had read, and I'm probably going to pick it up and read it again. I think I need to. I had a friend message me the other day and asked me if I had finished my... Thanksgiving journal, and I hadn't. We're supposed to reach 1,000, and I was like 811. And it's called 1,000 Gifts. And I wrote, and there's a part in there that it talks about wanting to see God, like all of Him, seeing every part of Him, seeing God endlessly. You know, when I read that, I remember thinking it wasn't physically seeing Him, but experiencing Him constantly. That's how I took it. To experience Him every second of every day. And, you know, I want to say that's not possible, but that's not true. All things are possible with God. You know, but we block it. We stop it. Our hearts, our eyes, circumstances take us away. But going back to where I started, wanting a grateful heart, wanting to be grateful, even though my circumstances have not changed, but just to have a grateful heart. You can have that today. You can have that moment of overwhelming presence of the Lord. An endless God. Just be still today. Maybe you need to speak some stuff just out loud. Maybe you're driving in your car and you have these thoughts about whatever. And you're trying to battle through in your mind what you need to do, which direction you need to go. How about just talking out loud to the Lord and see how He speaks to you? I'm telling you, that's literally what I just did. He is so good and He is so faithful and He cares about everything. He loves you. Go to that secret place where He is. Go to that place of intimacy with the Father. Rest your head on His lap. Let Him fill you with His presence. Speak to your heart. Speak to your soul. Give you peace even when you don't have the answers. Surrender it. Lay it at His feet. So, in 13 minutes... the Lord took me from anxiety and no peace to calmness, gratefulness, and the sweetest peace that I can ever imagine. I never want it to end. I never want to stop marveling at the goodness of God. And I hope you don't either. Have a blessed rest of your day. And remember, you are enough. Bye.